MTV Cast.
Hello, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail. It's been several days since I've had a chance to call in. See, I think I was hanging out at Snowshoe, so that 90 miles down to White Sulphur Springs on a wonderful rail-to-trail, the Greenbrier. Pretty and scenic, long river, Greenbrier River, and several tunnels, which was pretty cool. Got my resupply in Marlington. Met some guy named Jim that let me draft him for a little while, which was pretty cool. Hadn't done that for the whole of the trip. And it was nice to have someone to ride with for a little bit, too. And then left him. I think I was about 40 miles in at that point. Stopped at a little cafe / store and loaded up on some food. And then did a really quick 50 miles down to White Sulphur Springs. So that whole 90 miles ended up taking like 7 hours. It was by far my best pace day, which gave me some time to get into White Sulphur and get a nice meal. Had a steak dinner, and the place I was at actually having dinner had room, so all I had to do was basically walk 20 feet and go fall down in bed, and I got a really nice sleep, and then rolled out of there to made it over to Paint Bank, Virginia, and across another state, which was fun. That day was a lot of climbing, a lot of hard climbing. You climb for 5 miles, descend for 15 minutes, and then you're into a 3 mile climb, and then descend for 10 minutes, and then you're into a 7 mile climb. So it's just the descents weren't really enough, no some flat in between to really recover. So it was just stack and climb on after climb, which I knew was coming in this section. But I guess just the day after day of it starting to build up on my legs a bit. And then, but I made it to this little village called Paint Bank. And that was a neat little place where railway ended at some point. And they converted this little depot train station into a lodge with several rooms. So, and I didn't know about it until I was up on the ridge, actually, above it. And then there's a little general store or cafe restaurant across the street. So had a nice stay there, over to the restaurant in the morning and had a massive breakfast, biscuits and gravy and eggs, and got some grilled cheeses to go, if you don't catch the theme that's going on in my life. And then out of there, actually, I forgot my pack. So I rode 2 miles out, had to turn around and come back. So that was dumb. And I also forgot my phone charger, which I didn't actually get back. So I had to sort that out later. It hooks up to this rail trail. In the beginning of it is definitely more trail, the trail and the railway, and goes through some private property. So it skips that with some single track. And then there's a trestle bridge that's been gone for who knows how long, 100 years. So it was a lot of hike a bike really through a lot of that. It was just so steep. And my legs were pretty cooked. And then once I got up on the rail trail, it was pretty okay. And then after that, it's kind of rolling. That's not true. It's climbs up, climbs down, or descends down. Rolling's not the right word for it. And then Eggleston had a little grocery. Not really. I'd say I had a little cafe, cheeseburgers and hot dogs. The grocery was like really non-existent in this place. But I got, some food in me and some refilled my waters and rolled out of there past the Mountain Lake Lodge, which is where Dirty Dancing was filmed. So a bit of a touristy kind of thing. It was a super cool building and all that. If you've ever seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. They have food there, but it just seemed like a time suck. So I moved on from there, little store, which was the Eggleston store, actually. And then out of there, There's another little grocery that I hit, and got a few more supplies. So a little resupply there, and I met up with Gordon Wadsworth, which was rad. He had texted me a couple days before, so we connected, and he rode with me for 20 miles. It was super nice to have a conversation and catch up with an old friend, and he knew the route and had it downloaded, so like I didn't even have to navigate for 20 miles. I could kind of turn my brain off, which was really nice. I don't know, just stood out mostly because, you know, I don't get that opportunity very often, so I was super grateful for it. And then we rolled, he rode with me for about 20 miles and turned back to his truck. And then I went on another 20 some miles. And then he came back around with the truck and, picked me up, brought me a chili dog from the J&J, grocery, donated chili dog at that. So some trail magic, and took me back to his place, which was, a bit of a haul, maybe 45 minute drive, but you know, it was a bed and a laundry and some friends to hang out with, and his wife, Emily, and their dog Pippi. And that was super cool, and some reminiscing and catching up, some homemade soup. That was really great. And then up early out of there, made a coffee stop. I won't judge too hard on Gordon and his pumpkin spice coffee, but it's not for me. We got over to the trail and he rode out again with me for the first 15 miles or so, which was pretty much all a climb. And then bid him farewell and moved on. And next up was a Big Walker Mountain Lookout, and gorgeous place with a big lookout tower and a general store. So some more chili dogs, cause that's all they had. Wouldn't have been my first choice, but, is all they had. I went up the tower and looked around and got some pictures and video. It was really cool. I am scared of heights, and so it was a pretty good death grip all the way up and down, but did it anyways because the view up there was really gorgeous. And the wind was not blowing at all. So a nice sunny day. And so I descended from there, like a nice 6 mile pavement descent, like super easy and quick. And then the trail or the route goes onto this crawfish road / trail. And it got just the road went from paved to gravel to double track to overgrown double track to a single track to basically you can see a little bit stomped down, but not really anything. It actually crossed over the AT there, hiked for whatever that was, maybe a little less than a half mile with that. And there was a bunch of on and off the bike throughout that whole section because there's all these little muddy draws that are just, they don't look like much, but you sink in 6-7 inches of mud. And it just was trash in my drivetrain. So I had ended up walking a bunch of those. So all that took way longer than planned. And I got over to a little town of Marion, North Carolina. Oh, no, Virginia. Pulled in there. There's a little Mexican restaurant and some stores. So first thing I did was go to a Mexican restaurant and get some food. First Mexican restaurant on this trip. So I guess I'm far enough south for that. And then looking at maps and debating on what to do. And the route from there goes up to the Virginia / Gratian Highlands and goes up high, almost 5,000 feet. And I was hoping to get all the way over to Damascus, but that was going to be a pretty good stretch. On paper, it was 9,000 feet of climbing and 75 miles still. And it was, you know, 6 o'clock at night. So I was like, that's going to be really hard to make that push. So I decided to stay put in Marion and, do it the next day. So I got a hotel and got my gear all cleaned up and, did laundry and, just kind of rearranged my bags because I hadn't really done that in a while. Pulled a few things out that I could live without. And then, packed up early that morning. Had a little sleep in because it was my birthday. So that was September 17th. Rolled out of there. There was a bit of fog in town, but that cleared out just as I was getting on the bike. So it was right to shorts and a jersey and pack up all the rest of the things, lots of sunscreen, and climb on. And the climbs were steady, not super steep. Just not too steep of a climb on Pugh Mountain, Pugh. I had lots of puns and jokes running through my head on that one, which helped pass the time. And then ripping descent on the other side, and then it really goes up high from there. And the route took me onto this horse trail, which was like a mile long hike a bike, and super steep. I'd say it took an hour or more to do that mile, partly because I stopped and cleaned up a couple of little creek crossings that were running down the trail instead of across it, little pet peeve of mine. So I cleaned those up, and there was two of those, and then I get up to the top, and I look back, and there's a no bike sign on the top of it. Like, oh, that is so disappointing. So there is a forest road, service road that I could have just stayed on. And I did contemplate that, but it was like, I should do the route. So, that'll get fixed in the route. There's still little things like that. And like even the AT crossing that I had done the day before, is questionable. So hopefully all that gets cleaned up, and or find out if that's a shareable part of the AT. I don't know. And then there's a big horse camp up at the top. And I bypassed a little section there, that is kind of, it's in the track, but it is kind of an alternate, I guess. You can go straight and go 3/4 mile, or you can do the loop, and it's 10 miles. And 3 more miles of that is climbing. So I did skip that after the hike-a-bike. If I hadn't done the previous hike-a-bike, I probably would have done that, because I bet the views up there were pretty cool. I was up way up high, maybe 4,500 feet, somewhere between there and 5,000 feet. And to all the high point of, I think that is the high point in Virginia, as far as I know. So then started to descend, came across a guy hiking, him and his kid were coming up a little steep bit. So I stopped and let them come up, talked to them for a minute. Named Anthony and Hunter, and it was Anthony's birthday as well. So that was kind of cool. Got some pictures with them, and then pushed on to the Grayson Highlands State Park and their little store. And there I ran into this guy. I think his name was Brian. He actually called me out of the walking by. He's like, are you Eddie O'Day? Like, such a weird thing to happen in the middle of nowhere. So that was kind of cool. And then pushed on from there to White Top, which is where the Virginia Creeper Trail starts, and had a cheeseburger and some hush puppies and some cake, cause it's my birthday. And then left there and got on the Creeper Trail, which was just a super fun descent down into Damascus. I think it was maybe 25 miles. There's no climbs at all in there. It was all descent. So ripped down that maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours with picture taking on the way down, and then trying to find a steak dinner, but that didn't exist. So I ended up at one place for some wings and live music, and they were closing down. So I moved to the next place. And they pulled out some barbecue for me, even though the kitchen was closed, which was really sweet. Talked to some friends and some family, and just catch up with a few people, cause I had, somewhat of an early night, and then went to a Crazy Larry's outdoor inn in Damascus, and got set up with a room. It's a little hostel, and that was pretty cool, and got some sleep, and then up fairly early because there was other people in the house up and moving around. Also new section, so I had to do some resupply research and get all that sorted out. So I think I have it pretty good down to Georgia. After that, I should be pretty all set as far as having to do that resupply research. So that's great. It's nice to know that I'm kind of done doing that. I'm pushing out of Damascus right now. I'm getting back out into the forest onto some dirt roads, and headed into Tennessee, hit Elizabethton, and then I'll probably be into North Carolina tonight. That crossing comes maybe 75 miles into the day. So that's my goal, is get over to North Carolina, and then I'll figure it out from there. We'll see how big of a day it is. Things are going well. I'm feeling good. Had a good birthday. Turned 47. and still out here. Oh, and we had some great donations. Lots of donations came in for the Georgia Cycling Association. So that was awesome.